We're going to talk about how the Romanian cops found Andrew Tate and whether it was like the pizza chain or something. Obviously, Andrew Tate's like presence in Romania wasn't specifically because like of the pizza chain. But I think the pizza chain offered them additional clues on whether they could facilitate the f***ing raid on one of his properties or not. That's the reason why the Romanian article wrote that. Yes, he had already posted about being in Romania. And also on top of that, like obviously the authorities are going to find him regardless. I think a lot of people had fun with that. But ultimately, that is completely unrelated to the main reason as to why it happened. Just let us have fun. I mean, just know the truth, though. It's most likely, no, it's not because of the pizza chain. He was being investigated by Romanian federal authorities for the past 6 months, almost. For longer than 6 months, 9 months. His investigation started when they originally brought him in for potentially sex trafficking and rape. I'm going to give you more of the details right now, actually, as a matter of fact, okay?
Social media influencer Andrew Tate has been arrested in Romania on suspicion of human trafficking, rape, and forming an organized crime group.
In the past, some of the things that he said, well, he's suggested that victims of rape bear some responsibility in their assault. Women, he's described them as being property belonging to men. And he's described himself, in his own words, as being the king of toxic masculinity.
I think this is also like testing the boundaries on what people will consider acceptable. It's like, it literally feels like even if you do sex trafficking, as long as you're like openly saying you're doing it, people will just like ride for you, I guess, because of like their hatred for women or something. I don't know what the fuck's going on there. It's insane to just be like openly talking about sex trafficking, luring women in under false pretenses and grooming them into sex work, and then like keeping them in awful and shitty conditions, and openly stating that you're keeping them in awful and shitty conditions as well regularly, like about your mistreatment of women being like your main reason, being the main reason why anybody knows you. Because Andrew Tate has tried to be famous for a very long time. He's been a troll for a very long time. He's hung out with a lot of right wingers for a very long time, but he didn't pop off until he became the face of misogyny. He literally owned it. He was like the most misogynistic man. And I find it really, really, really odd, incredibly odd, that Mr. Face of Misogyny is still being defended when he did like some of the most violent misogynistic shit you can. My brother says he doesn't agree with the misogyny part. Overall, message is good. I know, dude. But look, newsflash. They probably do agree with the misogyny part to a certain degree. At least they agree to it enough to like overlook it, because that's his main thing. That's his main thing, is just saying women suck. Women ain't shit. Women ain't shit. Bitches ain't shit. That's all he says, right? That's pretty much the entirety of his message. And then this is the Jordan Peterson rhetoric, right? When Jordan Peterson originally popped off many, many years ago, people would ride for him like a crate. Like, people were fedayeen for Jordan Peterson, right? Why were they so ride or die for him? Because he had an otherwise like very basic, boring self-improvement message that people would agree with. Sure, it's like regular self-help stuff, but he would layer it with a shitload of reactionary conservative rhetoric, which he carefully crafted to ensure that it was as centrist as possible. He used his academic background to make it seem like it was the arbiter of like objective truths, and he was always neutral on issues, right? But ultimately, if you understood these things, you pretty quickly recognized that Jordan Peterson was a right-wing person, right? But people still genuinely fought for him. They said, no, he's not. Even if he is kind of conservative, I don't like the conservative stuff, but I like the self-help stuff. It's just like, no, you kind of like the conservative shit. Why did you like it? Not because you yourself are like a gigantic transphobe. You might have become one, but it doesn't matter. You liked it because he was shitting on the fucking annoying SJWs. And you hated the annoying SJWs. They were constantly on fucking television. They were constantly being promoted on Twitter and whatnot. And everyone made a fool of them over and over again. And Jordan Peterson did it effectively. He very easily was able to make them look even sillier, okay? Make them look hysterical. And because a lot of those freshman college students were just like genuinely emotional because they felt like they were being harmed or whatever, they came across as emotional and hysterical because they believed in what the fuck they were talking about. So, you know, it just owned them. He owned them, and that's why you kind of liked it. It's not just the Romanian authorities that said he groomed women into sex work and put them in coercive situations. It's Andrew Tate who said it. So just listen to him. He bragged about it time and time again. He bragged about it so much, he wrote literally how-to tutorials on his fucking original website, but also, even before he got arrested for it, was openly celebrating it regularly and wrote about it. Like, here are the screen caps from his fucking website, dude. I mean, I don't know if I can show some of this stuff. It might be TOS. Let me look at it. Yeah, no, it's not. Andrew Tate's website was straight up like, why am I an expert in this? Because I'm a successful sex trafficker. Here, my job was to get women to fall in love with me. Here, who am I? My name is Andrew Tate. I'm a retired 4-time world champion kickboxer who is now a multimillionaire, and I'm the most competent person on the entire planet to teach you about the male-female interactions. How did I become rich? Webcam. I've been running a webcam studio for nearly a decade. I've had over 75 girls work for me, and my business model is different from 99% of webcam studio owners. Yeah, because it's literally illegal. Over 50% of my employees were actually my girlfriend at the time, and of all my girlfriends, none were in the adult entertainment industry before they met me. He just basically fucking is openly admitting it. It's crazy to me. My job was to get women to fall in love with me. What he is describing is literally an incredibly common way to groom women into sex trafficking. There is a name for the method. It's called the Loverboy method. This is what he was talking about. When I first heard him say this, when I first read this thing, I was like, why is this out there? Why? How is this out there? Literally, that was my job. My job was to meet a girl, go on a few dates, sleep with her, test if she's quality, get her to fall in love with me, to do where she'd do anything I say, and get her on a webcam so we could become rich together. Whether you agree or disagree with what I did, with their loyalty, submission, and love for me, doesn't matter. You cannot reject the results, and the results are simple. Well, you know who rejected the result? The motherfucking counterterrorism unit in Romania. My girlfriends would do more for me than 99.9% of men's wives would do for them. Can you describe the Loverboy method in detail? Yeah, dude, Taken. Okay, Taken. I mean, this is like an international thing. Loverboys or Romeo pimps are human traffickers who usually operate by trying to make young girls or boys fall in love with them. Sometimes they manipulate young people in other ways. Once they have victims under the influence, they exploit them, for instance, in the sex industry. The Loverboy method is changing due to internet and social media. Traditionally, a Loverboy seduces young, vulnerable girls and boys over a lengthy period of time in order to exploit them sexually later on. This practice is being used less and less. Nowadays, Loverboys resort more quickly and frequently to threatening their victims using blackmail and violence. The internet and social media are playing an increasing role in this phenomenon. For instance, social media provides Loverboys with much greater scope for establishing contact with victims and gathering information about vulnerable young boys and girls. This makes it easier for them to force their young victims into the sex industry. This is literally a thing that happens all around the world. And it is basically such a commonplace method that pimps would use to sex traffic women that it has been in movies, like in many movies. What the authorities have said about Andrew Tate, what the authorities have said so far is that some of the methods of like making sure the women stayed with him was debt trapping, which is when you buy them stuff and then they have to work to pay it over, like work to pay it off. You offer them a place to live and then, you know, rent. You have to pay rent. You have to pay off your fucking work. I mean, it's like, dude, any movie that you've ever seen, you have to have seen this. Like it's such a commonplace thing. Some was violence and physical intimidation, threats of violence, actual acts of violence. That was another way to basically keep these women doing indentured servitude. Another way to do it is by taking people's passports. This is what happened in Qatar. A lot of people fucking were frustrated with like the treatment of migrant workers in Qatar. I'm sure all those people don't have anything to say about fucking Andrew Tate. You know what I mean? Like, not all those people, but a lot of those people that were like universally condemning Qatar would probably turn around and not have an issue with Andrew Tate doing this, because Andrew Tate is like someone that they enjoy and appreciate. The point is not what this method is. The point is that this is a method that Andrew Tate described and literally openly stated that he was doing. Did they release him or was that fake info? No, they did not release him. Anytime breaking news happens in general, there's going to be a lot of fake news. You should just know that by now. If you've been here for a long enough time, you know this by now. Fake news always happens in breaking news stories. I myself have even like greatly exaggerated the importance of the fucking pizza box plate, okay? Played it up, had fun with it. That's, you know, a minor part of the conversation, not even anywhere near as important as like Andrew Tate's actions.
Here's what he told reporters outside.
The Matrix has attacked.
So a very short response from him, led away there with his brother.
Look. Andrew Tate had talked about being in Romania before that. I think he tweeted on December 25th a video saying Romania. It was a video from Romania. The pizza box might have offered additional confirmation of where he was in that immediate moment, which was like enough for them to facilitate the raid on all of his compounds, because they did do that. But, he had tweeted that he was back in Romania. ultimately it's not the pizza itself. It's the 9-month investigation that they conducted. He tweeted that he was already in the country. A spokesperson from Romania's anti-organized crime agency refuted widespread claims that authorities were tipped off Tate's location by a pizza box seen in the video. Tate posted in response to climate activists. Funny, but no. They literally went to every single one of his homes. They knew where he lived. They raided him on April 11th and found a webcam studio with 3 victims 500 meters from his house. Yes, I know. I know they knew where he lived. So Tate was arrested alongside his brother Tristan on Thursday as a part of an investigation into allegations of human trafficking and rape. Authorities suspect the pair, along with 2 Romanian men, of running an organized crime group. Tristan and 2 others were also detained by the court in Bucharest. Andrew Tate, 36, has yet to comment directly on the accusations, but after being detained, a tweet was sent from his Twitter account alluding to the 1999 movie The Matrix. The Matrix sent their agents, the post said. The account also retweeted Matrix memes posted by Twitter owner Elon Musk. During the detention hearing, the 2 brothers maintained their right to silence, their lawyer told the BBC. Earlier, a police spokesperson told the BBC that the 36-year-old would be held at a detention center. Born in the U.S. before moving to the U.K., Mr. Tate went on to have a successful career as a kickboxer. In 2016, he was removed from the British TV Big Brother over a video which appeared to show him attacking a woman. He then set up a webcam business he described as adult entertainment. He went on to gain notoriety online, with Twitter banning him for saying women should bear responsibility for being sexually assaulted. He has been reinstated, of course. But despite the social media bans, he gained popularity, particularly among young men, promoting an ultra-masculine, ultra-luxurious lifestyle. Ultra-misogynistic. It's not ultra-masculine. He regularly appeared in videos with his fleet of expensive sport cars, private jets, and on expensive holidays. What a way to soft serve this shit, by the way. Holy fuck. But yeah, 4 arrest warrants were approved by a rights and freedoms judge from the Bucharest court. The defense told the 2 that they had already appealed the decision. Most likely another trial will follow in the first days of January, but the decision is enforceable. This means that the police will take the Tate brothers to the custody of the Capitol Police. So they are, at least until the appeal kicks in, they are under arrest for the next 30 days. One of the clips that I've seen on No Jumper, DJ Academics, all these other people that are posting is Andrew Tate knew he was going to get arrested. I think he was on with the Nelk Boys or whatever. Where is it? Where he was he knew he was going to get arrested. It's that the Matrix was coming after him. It's yeah, bro, of course he knew that he was potentially going to get arrested because he already had gotten arrested for sex trafficking. Oh, we didn't watch the webcam course that Andrew Tate offered. Here it is. I don't know if this is TOS or not, but here. There's a little bit of booba in it, but not a lot, you know what I mean?
Hello, my name's Naomi, and welcome to Model Stars. Model Stars models have the ability to travel the world and earn a life-changing wage. Our unique system trains girls with no experience to be some of the highest-earning webcam girls online. We aim to recruit and promote girls who have never tried webcam before into some of the highest-earning girls online. We do this with a special support team who turn you into the face of a brand.
This is so funny. It's look at this. Jessica Parker, the face of a money-making brand. They don't have a real testimonial. They just use fake names and fake people.
You are the face of a brand, which will be worth thousands of pounds from dedicated fans stretching across the globe. With 4 or 5 dedicated members of staff promoting you 20...
What is the money-making brand that she's a face of here? I have so many questions. Oh, yeah, the space that is being hosted. Oh, my God, the host of this Chud Andrew Tate space is freaking out because he just found out coercing women into prostitution is illegal because he has lots of friends who use that strategy. I'm not joking or exaggerating. I saw that. Anyway, let's continue. I wonder where Elon is. Why is he not in there?
Dedicated members of staff promoting you 24 hours a day, the earning potential is unlimited. Each studio has only 10 girls, earning a minimum of £4,000 a month. After 1 year, the average salary is over £7,000 per month. Female management and support team ensures that women have...
Many streamers look bad at all these Twitch streamers that work with sex traffickers. Brother, I don't know what to tell you other than the fact that I'm trying to stop it, okay? I don't know. It's kind of falling on deaf ears, okay? These kids, they just don't give a shit. They only care about, Bugatti and sexy babes that Andrew Tate paid for, and females lie and eat hot chip, I'm trying, dude. I'm fucking trying, brother. I'm trying to stop it. It's not working.
Help women escape the chains of a 9-to-5 and generate life-changing sums of money. Free travel is provided between...
ultimately, this video in and of itself is Suspicious has some red flags in it, like, oh, we're looking for women that have never done this. That's kind of weird. And a lot of these businesses, even on OnlyFans, are insanely exploitative. OnlyFans is already taking 50%. My Free Cams is what this is probably working off of, if I'm not mistaken, also takes 50%. And then on top of that, these motherfuckers are taking like 25%, leaving the girl with like only 25% if she's lucky. That shit is not great. A lot of these cam websites are already like taking a lot.
Don't worry. This is a completely discreet opportunity. You will be online with a fake name and location, and it...
Wait, stop. They changed her name from Sarah Smith to Jessica Parker?
...is a completely discreet opportunity. You will be online with a fake name and location, and it remains an absolute secret. So what are you waiting for? Come and try a 2-week trial in one of our studios. Free flight, free accommodation, weekly pay...
Yeah, this is the super sussy part. Come and try a 2-week trial. Free flights, free accommodation, weekly pay. Nope, that is the biggest red flag. This is an interesting take as well. The OnlyFans market and cam girl market is so oversaturated now that it's basically like DoorDash. 99.9% make absolutely nothing and actually spend more than they made. Most stop after a week to a month. They usually buy new laptops, cameras, toys, etc., in excitement of starting a new career. But reality hits when they do their first month and didn't even make minimum wage. There's also the other side of it where like they do pop off when they... they'll have like a good month, and then they will get the... First of all, you're describing streaming in general, by the way. You're literally describing Twitch streaming. Anyway, but they pop off a month, right? They make a lot of money. Then an agency sells them this like idea that they're going to make so much more money. And then the first month, the agency actually does spend a lot of its like limited resources on said girl. I've seen this happen. And then she will see like a major boost to the amount of money that she's making that month, because like all of a sudden, agency has like other girls that they're representing, what they're like collaborating and whatever on, and you know, they're controlling the messaging part of it, and then they lose everything. That's true. And then they will have psycho guys find them and cyberstalk them, that as well. Timothy Champagne is our OnlyFans legend in the audience, probably one of many, but at least the only one that I've met so far in the real world. But yeah, I can't speak on how it is for the male side, but I do know this from the female side. Like, I know what it looks like on the back end. It's really fucking weird, creepy, gross. Oh, thanks for being our cam girl, little bro. Appreciate you. You're welcome.
And if you like it, discuss staying for longer and generating the money you've always dreamed.
I actually do know a girl that worked for this agency, and I know this person personally. I met this person when he was a Northrop Grumman lobbyist. I met him many, many years ago. So I do know. And I also know girls that work for his agency. Actually, his agency is one that I'm talking about when I say this sort of thing. Not Donkey Kong, man. Russell Hartley. Shut the fuck up, Chatters, you fucking dinguses. This guy literally used to work for Northrop Grumman as a lobbyist and then quit. And then became like a PUA guy. And then after he became like a PUA coach, he started this OnlyFans modeling agency.
First things first, when you say webcam company, people assume, oh, it's just a sex fest, and, you know, it's just like you're like Hugh Hefner. When you're in the club with your workers, you look like Hugh Hefner, but in reality, it's a shitload of people management. The HR department, the HR category of the webcam business is the largest and most important thing. You're effectively taking girls, teaching them how to make unlimited money from home, and then making sure they give it all to you. So it's not an easy...
What? Making sure they give it all to you. Wait, what?
The equipment you need. You need a girl. You need a webcam. The best webcam is a Logitech C920.
The equipment you need, a girl. Okay, let's watch the webcam course.
How to get hot girls. You know, I'm rolling in the highest possible echelons. All those Instagram models you're seeing with like 100,000 followers, and you're sitting there thinking, who's that guy? Who finally... Who gets to actually fuck her in the night? Well, it's me. That's who.
Yeah, I'm the guy. Yeah, totally. Definitely, bro. Definitely.
So, I'm rolling in the highest possible echelons of female quality. And I know...
I'm rolling in the highest echelons of female quality. Is it such a nasty fucking statement?
The game inside out. So first, let's discuss the things that you cannot affect. An uncontrollable thing, which is timing. If you go up to a, let's say, imagine you're in a nightclub, you're chilling in a nightclub, you go up to a girl, you want to talk to her. Now, if that girl has just been bought flowers and taken for dinner by her boyfriend before she goes to the club, she's not very likely to talk to you. If she just caught her boyfriend cheating, she's more likely to talk to you. Do you understand that things that happened
prior to your meeting have a massive influence on how she's going to react to your approach. Is she happy in her relationship? Is she?
Wait, he just straight up said timing is a really important factor in like catching women that are vulnerable and easily manipulated. I'm not crazy, right? Like we heard him say that, right? Like pretty openly fucking mentioning this. Is this Tommy Robinson exposing a human trafficker? No, it's Tommy Robinson having lunch with a rapist, human trafficker, and porn king, Andrew Tate. Who would have thought it? He also has a photo with Candace Owens and Paul Joseph Watson. This dude straight up was like tight with every fucking right-wing guy in the UK. He's still tight with all the fucking right-wing people. He was dating Jordan Peterson's daughter, Michaela Peterson. It's probably because he's rich. That's why girls want him for his money or probably nothing else. Dude, I think a lot of people forget, maybe even in like feminist spaces and stuff especially, that like you can be a dumb broad. Just like a lot of men are dumb as fuck. There's a lot of women that are dumb as fuck too. That doesn't really prove anything. You know what I mean? Like I'm never in the business of just saying like all women are fucking smart across the board and like whatever. I mean, women, given the way that society is designed, have like a lot of protection mechanisms that basically shelter them from ever interacting with a human like this because there's like red flags, right? No matter how cool you are, no matter how sweet you are, like sometimes it takes a lot for someone that you've just met, like a woman that you've just met, to open up. And part of that is because like they're just constantly looking for predators, right? But having said all of that, there are some who just don't see it no matter what. They don't see the red flags. They don't have like a good enough red flag recognizing operation. I don't know what to say there. Like they just don't see the red flags that Andrew Tate is just constantly fucking throwing their way.
Andrew Tate and that zit that has latched himself on to Andrew Tate like a leech, Tristan, his brother, have both been arrested on human trafficking charges. The clip of Tate being escorted to the police vehicle instantly.
I'm not gonna lie, I fucking love when Florida Jesus comes popping after people that are like definitely fucking annoying to the broadest majority. This is Charlie at his best. I love when he just comes out and is like very clearly on one side of an issue. I'm like, oh, so good. Because I know most normies are also on that side.
Where some fucking lunatic on there is like, Andrew Tate and Greta need to fuck already. And he just responded saying she isn't ready, which is super creepy and weird, just actual degenerate shit here. And when I first read this, I thought this was just full mask-off pedophilia. I didn't realize...
Oh, yeah. I'm glad that Charlie's covering that part of this, too, because it's like, that was insane.
As Greta Thunberg was 19, I thought she was still like 16 or something. So when I read this conversation, I thought they were just openly talking about fucking kids. Like, I had lost my marbles for a second. I had to Google to make sure that these weren't just two people admitting to being pedophiles. So he then made a response video. And it's a very cringe response video. I actually think they should have slapped on an additional charge for cringe. He should have been hit with human trafficking and overwhelming plus ultra.
It's not the fact that she's 19, even though, like, so many motherfuckers are like, bro, she's 19, shut the fuck up, get over it. Like, holy fuck, dude, chill out. It's the fact that this is a person that has not consented to being sexualized in that way in any meaningful capacity. And it's literally the same fucking shit that Sneeko did that got him banned off YouTube. Oh, she needs a good dicking. When you say that about someone, you are at the most charitable. If I'm being charitable as fuck to someone in that situation, that's literally just sexual harassment. That's what that is. I don't even care to be charitable to these people because they don't deserve the charitability because it's very obvious what they're trying to do. It's sexual violence. The threat of sexual violence is a rape threat. This is not like I fucked your mom jokes. This is something beyond that. This is two people that are arguing with one another and then the man saying, the fucking almost 40-year-old man saying, hey, you, 19-year-old girl, you need a good dicking from me. If you had that conversation... Not, it's not you, dumbass. What? Bitch, you have that back and forth in that situation. You have that fucking back and forth in that situation. In any circumstance, you literally completely have to fucking understand that like the other guy is like being a rapist. Isn't it like saying to a guy that he needs some pussy? Dude, if a fucking 40-year-old adult woman was in an argument with like an autistic 19-year-old who most people only know as like a fucking minor their entire lives, and they went, you just need to get my fucking good ass pussy, that would still be weird and gross. And many of you fucking meninists would say it as a gross thing. I know you would. In 90% of the circumstances, even when it's not as fucking gross, you still fucking say women are in the wrong. So shut the fuck up. Like, are you really gonna act like a fucking 40-year-old kickboxer wasn't trying to be intimidating in that situation because he was getting owned? Really? Come on. Why autism, though? Well, Greta is autistic. It's not like a fucking thing that I made up.
And I know a lot of people like to say it's just because Andrew Tate was so powerful and telling it like it is. He was revealing the truth and breaking out of the Matrix. What the fuck are you talking about, you goddamn idiot? All he was saying is like, oh, you need to treat women this way, and they're going to treat you this way, and you'll get pussy this way, and you need to do this kind of drop.
Honestly, though, it is criminal. Like, it literally is criminal. Like, his advice was so bad that he should be charged. In a just world, he should go to jail, not just for, like, the sex trafficking, which, you know, of course he needs to go to jail for that, but also for, like, his fucking advice, because it was so bad. It should be criminal, dude, at that point. It's like, oh, if you follow my footsteps, you'll make money, you'll get a Bugatti, and you'll get pussy. And the footsteps are literally just be a dick to women. Be the most, like, painfully misogynistic person you've ever met, and then do drop shipping. It's wild. Hello? Talk to me. How are you feeling?
I mean, I'm obviously upset, man. You want me to fucking say, oh, everything's so beautiful with flowers and roses?
Wait, why? You're upset because what? Andrew Tate is in jail.
Well, yeah. Listen, bro. I will tell you this, Hassan. I'll tell you this.
I'm live, right? By the way, I'm just making sure.
Oh, okay. Just gotta wait till everything unfolds, bro. I can't say anything about it until everything's unfolding. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to, make a statement.
But you made a YouTube video saying, well, you made two YouTube videos. One saying Donald Trump should be president so that he could, like, yes, pardon.
Trump 2024.
Okay. Question for you. How do you think that works? Do you think that, like, Donald Trump has the capacity to, like, pardon,
yes,
someone in Romanian prison, like a British person in Romanian,
yes,
prison? How does,
yes,
that work?
Yes, I do.
How does that work?
Because how did they get Brittany?
Well, Brittany Griner is an American citizen, so that wasn't a pardon. That was a prisoner swap.
Oh, so it's different?
Yeah.
So that's technically not a pardon then, huh?
Definitely not a pardon. So that's number one. And number two, I don't even know why anyone would actually try to get Andrew Tate out of prison in general. Because I do think, I believe the allegations, but mostly because, like, I believe Andrew Tate when he said it.
Yeah. This is why I'm really confused. This is why the news is really scary. I saw a tweet and a post that said Andrew Tate, and the police said this, Andrew Tate is currently getting basically charged trying for money laundering. It's not for
No, you saw Rap TV who deleted that tweet. There's no evidence of that.
Okay, so that was basically false, fake news.
That was fake news. You got fake news by Rap TV.
Like I said, here's my thing.
This is why you gotta watch me instead of Rap TV, dog.
Oh yeah, maybe I should just stick over to Hassan streams.
You need it. You need better positive male role models in your life, Aiden.
Fuck, well, I have beautiful people around me.
You do, but like, you also look up to Andrew Tate a little bit, and that hurts
my feelings. Brother, I'm explaining.
Listen, are you really gonna? You better not fucking shave your head, bro. What are you? Are you in a cult? What is this? Like, he's making you shave your head.
I'm shaving it. Yes, I am.
No, don't do that. Yes. That motherfucker is bald, bro. You're not.
It's not about stopping Andrew's. It's not about that. No, it's about disciplining myself.
What? Discipline yourself in a different way. You don't have to fucking discipline yourself.
It's a privilege to have hair, bro.
Oh, okay, and you have it. So what's the problem?
You're right, but I'm not the best version of myself, so I don't deserve to have privileges.
That's insane, bro. What are you talking about?
No, I'm very grateful and I'm very blessed. Let me go back. I think having hair is a very big privilege, and it gives people an ego feeling, and it makes people more confident in themselves.
Did you hear this? Is this what Andrew's telling you behind the scenes? Like, he's like telling you?
No, this is what I came up with. Actually, I feel really good because this is actually what I came up with.
Okay.
Hold on. You realize I do disagree with Andrew on stuff he says, right? And it's on my streams and everything. And you know this because you've seen it.
I know.
I don't 100% agree with the guy on everything. You know I don't. So,
yeah, but you still hang out with him. You like him a lot. So bro, I'm like worried.
He actually does preach some very, like,
bro, the shit that he preaches himself that's like good is literally go to the gym and like actually fucking.
But why is nobody doing that?
What do you mean? I say that every fucking day. I go to the gym every fucking day, and I say it every fucking day. That's not like a unique day. And I don't have a sex trafficking charge. You know what I mean? Like, here's a question I have for you. Like, what do you think happened? Like, honestly, you think like the Matrix got him? Like, how does that work? What do you think the Matrix is?
A movie?
No, I mean like when when Andrew Tate says, like, oh, I'm trying to get away from the Matrix, but the Matrix got me. That's why I'm arrested. Like, what do you think the Matrix is saying?
No. Dude, can I be honest, though?
What?
Trump 2020. I'm kidding, bro. Relax.
No, I don't care. I mean, I don't care about that. I mean, that's whatever.
Wait, Hassan, who's this guy named Santanados who's also running, I think?
What? Oh, you mean DeSantis?
Who's that guy?
Ron DeSantis is the governor of Florida.
Oh, shit. That's where I'm at right now. Is he cool?
No, he sucks. But he's also like a Trump dick rider. He copied Trump's steez. Like, he just wants to be like Trump.
Bro, I'm telling you, Hassan, we got to have a thing where I pull up to your house and, like, we have like a whole classroom built out and you just teach me world history.
I told you we were supposed to do that, but.
Bro, just tell me when I'm there.
You're too busy fucking riding Andrew, dude. That's why.
Well, look, my brother with the Harry Potter glasses. I have to go. I have to pack, but I will text you when I'm in LA. We have to hoop. Yo, so I'll text you about it later, but I have this private gym we can go to too. It's indoors. It's perfect.
Okay. All right. I'm down.
All right, brother. Have a good one.
All right. Peace. That was Aiden Ross. He'd be funny if he wasn't such a dumbass. No, he's funny because of that reason. That's the whole purpose. Bro, that's why he's entertaining. He just doesn't need to do all the bad shit, and he would still be entertaining. That was a perfect example of why it's funny and entertaining. I think a lot of you guys don't see that because a lot of you don't understand that, and you just see like all the bad shit because that's what I cover, and then you go, oh, he's bad. I don't understand why people like him or watch him.